coming out of my comfort zone. Some of the places in my life that's comfortable, God is challenging me. Trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done. So I'm coming out of my comfort zone. Though it may cost me some friends, I'll walk alone. God is challenging me to trust and believe, for to go where I'm not gone, I must do what I'm not done. No. To walk into my destiny. To go where I've not been. And for the rest of my life, I'll say yes. 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 I'm coming out of my zone.
Whoa. I'm being stretched to a place where I'm there.
Trust and believe, for to go where I'm not gone, I must do what I've not done. No,
God is calling me
to walk into my destiny.
God is challenging me
to go where I'm not gone.
God is moving,
and for the rest of my
His name. So let go. still know his name. And it is well with my soul. It is well with
souls. Glory to God. Bible says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. I wish above all, the spirit, soul, and body prospers and be in health. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tonight I want to pray. Yeah. I want to continue the thoughts that I started with last week. But I want us to pray a bit tonight together. All right. And there's a particular scripture that the Lord opened my eyes to. I'm sure you must have prayed that scripture maybe in church, or you must have heard, you know, it's been prayed and things like that, you know. But that scripture is fresh in my heart in 2021, because you can't get all of the revelation in God's word just in a twinkle of an eye. You can't just tell yourself, oh, I have it all, so I don't need any order. I found out that when you say that you have a revelation, there's much more, you know, that you don't know, you know, and that you don't even have, or that you don't even understand concerning that scripture that you said you have revelation for. You know, so I think that's what happened to me, all right, this year. And I appreciated God for it, you know. Yeah, I did. And the truth is that I have been praying the prayer. Now, if I missed the prayer since the beginning of this year, maybe this week has been a bit has been different battles this week, you know, that I had to, you know, deal with. And of course one is still dealing with them. Well, one of the things that is important to a believer is that we always win. Hallelujah. No matter what it is, we always win. And the confidence that we have in Christ Jesus, you know, it's when we ask anything according to his will. Bible says he gives us. So those are some of the scriptures that I want us to look at. But I want us to start with the thoughts from last week. All right? I talked about the parts. I talked about the fact that you're blessed. All right? And these words, these two words are key for me in 2021. All right? One of the things you must always remind yourself is that you didn't bring yourself into this world, one, and you didn't bring yourself into every new year that you would ever get into. You didn't bring yourself. God brought you. God preserved you. God kept you. You know, God doctored your steps to the places that He wants you to be. God helped you. So you are not helpless. All right? And you didn't just... whatever is happening in your life is not happening by luck. No, it's not happening by luck. Some things about your life has been ordained by God. And until you walk in that path, you know, there are some things that might never show up. Not because God doesn't want them to show up, but where He put them, you are not there. If you understand what I'm talking about. It's like you are serving. For those that have gone on NYSC, you understand what I'm talking about better. You know, you have been deployed to a particular state, and then you now told yourself, not the government, you told yourself, I'm not going there. I'm not going to that place that you have asked me to go. You know, and then you go to another place to go and you went to another place. All right, like that's where you were posted. All right, so maybe you were posted to Kaduna. You now go to Ibadan and say, I'm not going to Kaduna, I want to go to Ibadan. If they are going to send all your materials and all your benefits, where will they send it to? Kaduna. Because Kaduna is what the government look and the registration with the government, the posting from the government, everything is Kaduna. Nobody sent you to Ibadan. You sent yourself. That's the same way you need to look at what I'm talking about, what I've been talking about since last week. You need to look at it from the angle of where exactly am I? So that means that there are some questions we need to answer. One of those questions is, where will God have me be? Very, very important question. Where will God have me be in 2021? What will God have me do in 2021? Who will God have me marry? Where would God want me to walk? What church will God want me to go? These questions are very important because the more you are desiring to know what's in the mind of God, the closer you get to where you are going. Because the more He tells you and the more you yield and you do those things, you just find out that life is easier. You know, so people around you begin to wonder how come everything is working together for your good. That's what scripture says. All things will work together for your good. And it's because you are on a path. Are you getting that? You are on a path. So all things truly has to work together for the child of God. All right, let's quickly read that so that you can see the definition of things really working together. Because one of the things that I found out is a lot of times we blame God for what He has already provided. All you would ever need, listen to me, child of God, all you would ever need on planet Earth has been provided for you. Yes, has been provided. You just need to do what? You need to pay attention to what God is doing. You also need to activate your faith to pull those things into your natural realm. But as far as God is concerned, it has been provided. Jesus didn't die in vain. He died so that this provision can be made. Are you getting this? Jesus died so that these provisions can be made. That's the reason why He died. That's the reason. So you need to understand that you are here for a mission. And that mission, you have got to do it. And that's where the blessing is, really. The blessing is in you being obedient. Someone told me something, and I think it's true. He says that delayed obedience. You see, you obeyed. Not that you didn't obey, but delayed obedience is disobedience. Did you hear me? That you delayed is disobedient. You are not supposed to delay. You are not supposed to. Alright, so the fact that you delayed and you just told yourself, after all, I still... No. It's a delayed disobedience. It's a delayed thing. It's delayed. So it is now... But one of the things I get to say to people is that, yes, it was delayed, but eventually you came on board. If you never came on board, then that means that you will never get to the destination where you're going. And that would be more terrible. Hallelujah. So Romans chapter 8, look at this. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It says, and we know that all things work together for good. Listen, don't jump. It says, and we know, Romans 8, 28. It says, and we know that all things work together. All things have to work together for good to those who love God. If you love God, there are so many things you will forgo and there are so many things you will engage because you love God. There are some things you won't bother yourself about anymore. And there are some things you will tell yourself, at this rate and at this point, I would no longer do them again because God doesn't want me to do it. And I've been on this mountain for too long. Are you getting what I'm saying? So this is important in our day now. Where you can tell yourself, no, I'm not going to do this, I'm going to do this. You need to get to a point whereby your heart is open to whatever God has have you to do. And when you don't know what to do, the best thing to do is to ask Him and be patient. You have to wait. Because it's not as if God is not talking, it's that you are the one not hearing. Every time we are confessing God's word, by His stripes we are healed. It's not as if we have not been healed in Christ Jesus. It's that our faith needs to rest in the power of God. Our faith needs to rest in the belief that it has been done. And our faith needs to labor in the word to bring that thing that has been done, listen now, into our lives. That's what you need faith for. You need faith to pull in the resources from heaven. You need faith to stamp your confidence on the fact that God has done it, I believe it, and that settles it. You need faith for these reasons. So it's not as if these things have not been done. It has been done. And that, like I said earlier, I said all things that you would ever need has been provided for. So the question that comes to heart is, then how do I pray? Or better still, why am I not seeing it? Because you need to use your faith to pull those things into your life. Those things exist. Now, if you now walk where God wants you to walk, and you're doing what God wants you to do, there are some things you would never have a business praying about. Because the fact that you are where God wants you to be, those things are there. Those things are there. So at the point of duty, at the point of call, or at the point of action, those things have got to just embrace you. Those things have got to just align themselves because you are where you ought to be, and those things are readily available in those places. Hallelujah. I want you to look at another scripture as we journey together tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. 1 Peter. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sorry, 2 Peter chapter 1. That's where I want us to go. 2 Peter chapter 1. Look at verse 3. Verse 3 says, as his divine power has given to us. Look at that again. It says, as his divine power has given to us all things. Did you see that? It says, as his divine power, God's divine power, that's the provision, all right, as a result of the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It says, as his divine power has given to us all things. All things that does what? It pertains to life. Life, where you are today. Life. It pertains to this life, all right? And godliness, your spiritual upbringing, your spiritual living, your faith life, your righteousness, your right standing in Christ Jesus. I mean, he says that it pertains to life and godliness. He says, giving to you all things. The divine power has given to us all things. Now, I want us to look at it from another translation. I want you to understand what we are doing, what we are looking at tonight. It's very crucial. It will help you know how to pray better. You will know exactly what God has provided. And then with what I'm saying tonight, you'll be able to tell yourself, okay, if God has provided this thing, then I speak right now in the name of Jesus. I receive this that is mine by the power of the Most High God, because his word says. Are you guys what I'm trying to say? Okay, let's use healing, sickness, disease, and all that now. So healing. Now, that's what you are praying concerning. This is how to pray. So you are not begging God. Bible says that by his stripes, you and I have been whole. You and I have been healed by his stripes. Whose stripes? Jesus' stripes. All right? By Jesus' stripes, you and I have been healed. So if you and I have been healed, why are we still sick? There will still be sickness, discomfort, pain upon this earth, because there is an ongoing fight. And I like what, when we took Steadfast, the assignment we did. If you notice, one of the things Pastor Ayo kept on saying is that you are in a war zone. Are you getting it now? You are in a war zone. In this part of the world, there is sickness, there is pain, there is disappointment, there is bad news. In this part of the world. But in the world where you live, in Christ Jesus, all right, Bible says that, let me get it out. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. We're going to come back to what I want us to read in another translation. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. I want you to see something. Tonight is beautiful. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5. You know it. I want us to read it. Look at that. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ. Do you know what that means? If anyone is in a house. Therefore, if anyone is in the market, therefore, if anyone is in the party, therefore, if anyone is in the church, what does that mean? It means if anyone is in that location. Are you getting it? That means that in here connotes the fact that you have changed location from any other place that is natural to Christ. And Christ is in a supernatural place. So that means that if you are in, that's what Bible is saying. If you are located where? In Christ. All right? That's what he's saying. He says, he is a new creation. Anyone that is in Christ Jesus, you no longer have old things disturbing you, No. You don't know of anything of the past. Bible says that you have passed from darkness. You have passed from depression. You have passed from sickness. You have passed from the evil plans of the enemy into light, God's light. You have passed. You are no longer a bad person. Your location has defined what you can enjoy and what you cannot have anymore in your life. Glory to God. I just say that. Listen to that. I said that your location in Christ has defined what you can have, what you can enjoy, and what you can no longer have in your life. And so this is important. He says, if anyone is in Christ, therefore, if anyone, this is an open, how do they say it? It's a checkbook, and it's open to anyone who received Christ right now. Who has received Christ before now? Every one of us, as long as we say Jesus is our Lord and personal Savior, Bible tells us that we change location. When you change location, when you are in that location that you are, the things that are in that location, you would need them to be able to live a better life. So that means the same way you change location, you change destination. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory to God! Glory to God! You change location, you change destination. If you were going wrong before, now that you are in Christ Jesus, you will go right. If things were not working before, now that you are in Christ Jesus, they will start working. If every time your body was sickness, now that you are in Christ, you are pain-free, you are sickness-free, you are disease-free. The spirit of infirmity has no right over your body anymore in the name of Jesus. Why? You are in the name. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. You are in Christ Jesus. So every time you tell yourself, I'm in Christ Jesus, what you are simply saying is that everything about me is as Christ would have it be. Woo! Hallelujah! Everything about me. Now listen, child of God, the question that will come to our hearts now is, Pastor Buki, I'm not seeing these things. Yes, you might not be seeing these things, and that's the reason why you must walk according to the conduct of the Word of God. You must allow your mind, you must allow your belief, you must allow every part of you to agree with God's Word. You must agree. Oh, glory to God. There must be an agreement in your spirit. You must agree with God. You must be able to tell yourself that if I am truly in Christ, everything in Christ is what I enjoy, and that is the truth. So if you are not enjoying everything in Christ, we need to check. Do you believe those things that Christ has done? Do you have faith for it? Are you fighting a good fight in faith? All right, because sometimes you are believing God for something, then doubt comes. That is a thief. Doubt is a thief. You are talking to God about something, a situation happens, and the next thing that comes to your mind is, hey, will I have this thing? That is a thief. That's a thief. So these are the mind battles you and I will need to fight every day for us to enjoy those things that have been freely given to us in Christ Jesus. There's my battle. There's everyday battle. But you and I must not give up, but consistently labor in God's word. That's what we call laboring. When we say labor, to enter into his rest, is that you are deciding to allow God's word work for you. That's what you are doing. You are deciding to do what? Allow God's word work for you. God's word has got to work for you and I. God's word has to work. So you have decided that no other thing will I give attention to except God's word. So the next thing that comes to play is that when things are happening in your life, the next thing that should come to your mind is, what does God's word say about this thing? Once you discover what God's word say about this thing, then you now say, according to so-so-and-so, let me say it. According to your word in Matthew, this, I declare that this thing belongs to me. And so I declare right now that I receive. Did you see me now? Did you hear what I just said? You receive, because all, don't forget, everything has been provided for according to 2 Peter. All right? It says that it has been given to us. It's available for us. All right? And then we read 2 Corinthians that tells us that when we are in Christ Jesus, everything that we need in Christ is also location and destination consciousness. So that means that you and I must now receive those things that have been done. So our prayers are not, God, let me, God, help me, let me have this thing. No, it is, God, I thank you and I receive what you have done for me. Your faith must lie in the fact that he has done it, I receive it. So your fight is on the fact that, Satan, you can no longer steal from me because I received what Jesus did for me 2,000 years ago. I received my healing. I received my money. Bible says in Deuteronomy that he gave us power to make wealth. That's Deuteronomy 8, verse 18. It says, the Father gives us power to get wealth. So if there is lack of money, you need power to get that wealth. That power might come in ideas. Listen now. That power might come in you having to meet someone. That power, but the point is that there is power, knowledge. Knowledge will be opened to you in this season. I pray that right now in the name of Jesus, that you receive knowledge in this season. Knowledge to know what to do. Knowledge to know with whom to do it. Knowledge to know where to do it. Knowledge to be located at the right place all the days of your life in the name of Jesus. It's a new season. It's a new season of location, of realization, of revelation from God's word. It's a new season. Oh, glory to God. Woo! It's a new season. Go ahead and declare. It's a new season for me. 2020 is all season full, seasoned. 2020 is a good year. I enjoy all that is in place for me. I enjoy all that God has done for me. This year, I see manifestation of the goodness of God. I see manifestation of the kindness of God. I see manifestation of the healings of God. I see manifestation of the wealth of God in my life. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, somebody say, I'm not behind. I'm at the right place where he wants me to be. I'm not behind time. I'm on time. I'm not ahead of time. I am on time with the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm on time. I'm where the inheritances are. I'm where the blessings are. I'm where he wants me to be. If you are not where God wants you to be, go ahead and declare, Lord, I declare that where I ought to be, I am there. Where I ought to be, I am there. I relocate in the spirit to where I ought to be in the name of Jesus in 2021. I relocate in the spirit. I refuse to be behind. I refuse to be ahead. I am on time with my Father. Glory to God. I'm on time with Jesus. I'm on time. Hallelujah. I'm on time. I'm on time. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm on time, oh God. Oh, Marika, can you go ahead and just talk in other tongues tonight? I want us to pray tonight. I want you to pray tonight. Go ahead and talk in other tongues that I'm not behind time. I'm not ahead of time. I'm on time with Jesus. Where he wants me to be, with whom he wants me to be, in the location specific where he wants me to be, with the people he wants me to walk with, be with, associate with. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm in the right place. Hallelujah. I'm in the right place. Hallelujah. I'm in the right place. Hallelujah. Lord, I receive your direction. Hallelujah. I receive your direction where I ought to be, where I ought to be. That's how some of us will have to pray. Why some of us will have to declare that, Lord, where I ought to be, I declare that I'm relocated there. Why some of us begin to say, Lord, I thank you because in the path that I am in, I find all that I need to find in this season, in the name of Jesus. All right, so I relocate. Come on, go ahead. Wherever you believe that you may be, whatever categories that you believe that you may occupy tonight, go ahead and pray it out right now. Pray it out in other tongues. Whether you are relocating in the spirit to where God would have you be, or presently you have discovered God, so you are where he wants you to be, begin to declare tonight that I'm not behind in that place. I'm not ahead in that place. I am on time in that place. In the name of Jesus. So everything that I need in that place, I receive it. Hallelujah. I receive it. Hallelujah. We are here right now and you are trusting God, or you have believed God for a spouse. I like you to go ahead and declare that, Lord, in your path, I find a life partner. In the name of Jesus. Maybe you're here, there is pain, discomfort in your body. Maybe here and there, you're not comfortable with the way your body aches. Go ahead and declare, Lord, in this part, there is no sickness in it. There is no pain in it. So I declare right now that I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. By his stripes, I've been made healed in the name of Jesus. Maybe at some time you have experienced sorrow. Oh, glory to God. Bible says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and added no sorrow. So go ahead and declare, I refuse sorrow. Henceforth, I'm a blessed man. I'm a blessed woman. So I declare that the blessing speaks for me right now in the name of Jesus. Lekuto lebokoto. Rikatia lavako supradosa. Landa rakata yelegedosa. Marakatosa. I found out in life that God has set men all to help other men rise up into the places he wants them to be. You might be one of those people tonight. I'd like you to pray. Keima nakatosa. Lambro kotuye legedishe bereketaya. Rakataya labasa. Oh, Maroso. Go ahead and declare, I fulfill purpose. And I assist men to fulfill their purposes in the name of Jesus. Come on now. I said, I fulfill purpose and I assist other men to fulfill their purposes in this year, 2021, in the name of Jesus. Ekiyala kotola, marakata yalabaka, lembrokusu frende rigedeshe, jajaja rakadaya lagadeke, lemunu mununu mununu mununu. Lembro kotoye regedosa. Ha 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 ha. Maybe you are on a business, or better still, you owe barane negeyanakataya lagadoso, or trying to get a job even right now as I speak to you. Eh, limoro kotoya labakata. Enene shinenge rokodoso. Or you are planning a project, an ongoing project, kariga deke. Go ahead and say with me, the Lord is my helper. Woo! The Lord is my helper. Hallelujah. The Lord is my helper. What can man do to me? The Lord is my helper. All things work for me. The Lord is my helper. Oh, Barossa. I'm not being helped by the flesh. I'm being helped in the spirit. So the flesh begins to cooperate with the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the best place to be helped. The best place to be helped is to be helped by the Spirit of God. Let the Spirit of God begin to rearrange things where you are concerned. Tonight, I want us to rearrange ourselves, position ourselves in the place of the Spirit. Oh, glory to God. in case we're not where we ought to be, in case we're not doing what we ought to be doing, in case we don't have enough wisdom and we need that wisdom to move in speed, in case there are delays here and there, in case was still trying to know, oh Baraka Toye Le Manasa, where the next money will come from. Ene Kushoko Tola Bakata. Whatever it is, child of God, I speak to your life right now. And I declare that you begin to arrange your destiny. Come on now. I say begin to arrange the things that God has provided for you. Go ahead and say, I arrange every part of me. I arrange all. Everything that has to do with me is arranged by the Spirit. Now, when you talk in other tongues, what the Spirit now does is he arranges the things. So he moves some things very close to you. He moves some things very far from you. He begins to put some blockages or against some things that you don't have a business in. You begin to lose interest in some other things, and God begins to open your eyes to what you want, what he wants you to see, and begins to help you to walk in those things that he wants you to walk in. Come on, go ahead. Let's employ the help of the Spirit of God right now tonight, that we rearrange. Hallelujah. Come on, we rearrange what we need to rearrange in 2021. We declare as we speak in other tongues that things are being rearranged in the realm of the Spirit, where our lives are concerned, where things concerning our destiny is concerned, where things concerning our decisions in life. Many people make decisions, and at the end of the day, most decisions are wrong, and it puts them into more errors. That will not be your portion in 2021 in the name of Jesus. I declare that you'll be led to make right decisions. I declare, oh, in the name of Jesus, that you will know the right things to say. Bible says in Corinthians, it says we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. So I need you to lay a demand on the mind of Christ tonight and begin to say, oh, Baruko Shibara Gadosa, Lekerosa, all things are arranged in the Spirit where my life is concerned. My legs are moved to the place of opportunity. My eyes are seeing the possibilities of things all around me. My hands are handling, oh, Baroko, big things, great things in the season. In the name of Jesus, it's a great season for me. So I declare, Arakia Bakabako Toye Legedosa. Oh, woo! Ekia Malembro Kotuya Manana. Ekia Rakata Kata 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 Kata. E no 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 no. E la Brakate Yerekete Yerekenta. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I walk in that precept. I walk in Anoka Yagadosa. Where he wants me to go, what he wants me to do, with whom Ekila Makata. I declare in the name of Jesus that the paths are clear for me. I see what he wants me to see. In the name of Jesus. Arakia Bakata Yalamande. Yeah. Jimara Mimana Makaya. Oli Bere Keteya de Berende. Andere boshakata, eku sopra gara batine mnagide, le krusu fruto frokoromboro bosh. Ele marama nenia matara batia labatu, rabo sofrede, le kia masibre gide kira bakuto koto koto yamanana, le mruno supra na sifra de dasa. Oh, my eyes are seeing, my ears are hearing, Nemaroso, eke yegereke, lamoroso, makataya, everything that will move my life forward, everything that will move my life on a progressive level, every idea, every image, every leading, enanaku yokoto, I receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. I receive tonight, ekarabakuto labrakataya. I receive tonight. Hey, yama mama mama, alabakata yalabakata yalabu.
Soyerebata. Ranine kinene karada karudo kodoso bradine nenunu. Rabatiye lekede keyaka. In the name of Jesus. Eriba baba 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 baba. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Garabakota, wherever you are, go ahead and thank the Father tonight. We're not done praying. We're not done praying. This is continuous. This is what you will do even on your own. You need to pray. You need to tell yourself, Arakutaya Labosa, enough is enough for things that I don't want in my life. Because once I'm on the right path, everything has got to function right. Everything has got to function right. And whatever is not functioning, I put an end to it. Whatever I'm not enjoying, I speak life. I speak life. I speak life. And I receive all that has been done. I receive in the name of Jesus. I receive in the name of Jesus. Oh, Baroka Tayadosa. Bible says, I have come that you may have life, John 10:10. And you may have it to an abundance. You may have it to an overflow. What that simply means is that you may have a good life. Hallelujah. That you may have a good life. John 10:10. That you may have the kind of life that I have prepared for you. There is a kind of life that only Jesus can prepare. Oh, glory to God. There is a kind of life. Only Jesus can give you that kind of life. Every time we struggle to make something happen for ourselves, listen now, listen to what I'm about to say. Every time you make something happen for yourself, you know, sometimes you would need to sustain that thing. What you make happen for yourself, you need to sustain it. But what God makes happen for you, He will sustain it. Yeah, He will sustain it. If it's a flow of income, money that is coming to you, and it's a legit, a legal kind of money, you know, and God blesses, the Bible says he blesses the works of our hands. I believe God when He says it. I believe God. When God blesses the works of your hands, you are earning 2,000 naira. You are spending 5,000 naira. That's how it's going to work. I'm serious. I have a personal explanation that I cannot explain. What I beg to say is I have personal experience of this kind of testimony in my life, where God gives you 2 naira, all right, and it just multiplies. You are not spending money, you are spending favor. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There are so many things in my life right now. It's not everything I bought with money. It's not everything I bought with money, and it's not because I'm a pastor. Pastors are suffering, in case you don't know. So it's not because I'm a pastor. And sometimes where you feel you will get some things, you might not ever get it there. God has provided where that thing will come from. Don't lobby this year. Thank you, Father. That's a word for you. Don't lobby this year to do anything by force, by fire. Don't do it. Whatever you lobby to get, you will lobby to sustain it. But wherever God gives you, He Almighty will sustain it and open better doors. That's the kind of God we serve. Glory to God. I believe you have been blessed tonight. I also have been blessed. I want you to, for just 1 or 2 minutes now, go ahead and thank God for the word. Thank him for tonight. Thank him for what you have heard. Thank him for his blessings. Thank him for his love. Thank him. Hallelujah. Thank him for what he does, what he's doing, how he's doing it. In your life, you might not know how, but one thing is certain. You are enjoying every benefit in the name of Jesus. You are enjoying every benefit that you need to enjoy in this season. You will enjoy it. You will enjoy it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. All right. I want to thank you for coming online, though a lot of us came in quite late. All right, so let's try to be on time to always hear this word, you know, that is being spoken to us. God is at work in you, all right? Go to will and to do of his good pleasures. God is at work in you. Go ahead and say that with me. Say, God is at work with me, both to will and to do, all right, of his good pleasures in me. All right? The pleasures of God, they are never ending. They are never ending. And I pray for you tonight that you're going to enjoy a never-ending joy, a never-ending laughter, a never-ending resources. That's who God is. So everything that comes from him is sustainable. Hallelujah. We need to go. This is getting to me. I could keep talking about it again and again, but I need you to know that God is interested in your progress. You will make progress like that you have never made in your life in this 2021. Yes, you will make progress. You will advance. There will be changes. Yes, things will change. Your status will change. It will change in the place of finances. It will change in the place of relationship. It will change in the place of capacity. It will change. It will change. And I need you to open your heart and receive tonight that things are changing for me. I am changing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, I love you. Have a great night. Enjoy the rest of this night. I love you always, okay? Have a great one.
Well, with me, it is well, it is well.